That was the Dum Dum Girls with Take Care of My Baby. That's from their EP, He Gets Me High. Before that, we heard Josh Eagle in the Harvest City. It was off of their album, Show Your Teeth. They're going to have a new one coming, so we'll get that on the air for you as soon as it's available. I am very excited to welcome our guests into the studio this evening. They are the Fair Shakes, and they're going to be playing some tunes for us. We're going to talk with them about some stuff they've got coming up. But first, let's hear some live music from the Fair Shakes you're hearing on Kaleidoscope on YSO.
1, 2, 3, 4. Got a roommate, he's always out late. Anymore, I'm my only friend. He's got money and he spends it wisely. Me, I don't have a dime to spend. I never do the things I want to. There's always a woman in the way. But if I could, I'd kiss her goodnight until she falls asleep and fly away. Mighty Isis, I'm in a crisis. You're the only one who understands. The cape is blown free, exposing me. I kinda hoped you'd have a spare on hand. Some superhero, be double zero. This new identity ain't what I planned. But I'm married to it, I'll be buried with it. And if I go to heaven, I'll be damned for my secret double life. Lose you by night, and lose you by day. I'm such a bum with life for nothing. Oh, baby, please forgive me these things that I'm telling you. I wouldn't want such thoughts to haunt you.
Way out, well, you make it.
it's never about the state, the state I'm in. If you wanna cry, it'll be alright. It's not so bad to be this mad. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't wanna sit at the desk, no place, rotten like a flower in the desert sun. If you're on your way out, I can make it before I blow and the damage is done. If you wanna cry, it'll be alright. It's not so bad to be this mad. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just wanna go see white lightning. I just wanna go while the deputy's good. I can't fight terror. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was the Fair Shakes live in the WYSO studios. We're going to be back to talk with them here in just a moment. You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
Dance.
This is Derev Cool. Join me each and every Friday night for the Indestructible Beats, Transplanetary Sounds, Global Groove, and fabulous tunes found right here in your own backyard during Around the Fringe. You're the VIP at the best darn dance party anywhere. Friday nights, 8 to midnight on WYSO 91.3 FM.
You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, and I am joined here in the studio by the Fair Shakes, Nick, John, and Denny. Welcome, everybody.
Oh, thank you.
Hello, thanks.
Very happy to have you all here. Why don't we start off? Tell me a little bit about how you guys got started playing together, because I know we were talking a little bit before you went on about being on WYSO in the past with Rev Cool in different bands, in separate bands. But how did you guys all come together to form this group?
Well, Nick and I played together. This is John. Nick and I played together in the obvious.
This is John speaking.
Yes. We played together in the obvious back in the old high school days and a little thereafter in the 80s. And we played at Canal Street a lot. Denny ran sound there. That's where we met him. So the obvious kind of launched our career and Denny's career, actually, if you think about it. And then many years later, after Denny had been all over the world, he and Nick got together and decided to, get together and play some music. And they, mercifully, they asked me because I wasn't doing anything. So I said yes, and here we are.
No one else would call back. But you skipped the Rev Cool part.
Rev Cool. And we were signed on Rev Cool, too.
We all were. We were all on the I Wanna record label back in the 80s.
Which was ultra mega cool.
We couldn't have done it without
We couldn't have done it without Rev Cool.
And, you guys remember going to his house and stuffing in packages with CDs and cards? Like
this.
I mean, that wasn't CDs. They were records back then.
All right, that made John do that. I never.
You never did that. Oh.
You were never around except for the gigs, as I recall. Nothing's changed.
And even some of those.
Well, in talking about gigs, what do you guys have on the agenda for this summer?
Well,
mostly featuring me, I think. No, I'm kidding. We're playing tomorrow night.
Excellent.
We'll be at Canal Street Tavern.
Now, this is under your sort of alter ego, the other name that you guys play under, the Rude Boys, right?
Bizarro yes, Fair the Shakes. Rude Boys. Yes, the Bizarro Fair Shakes. So we're the Fair Shakes like to play your straight ahead rock and roll, the Rude Boys, kind of toss that back in your face and play rock and roll reggae.
It's so, very nasty.
Yeah,
it is very, very rude.
But we're actually very polite.
Yeah,
very
the rude. Polite boys.
Yeah,
just rude. Doesn't have the same ring.
It doesn't have the same.
Doesn't.
I would say it's more like punk rock reggae.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Okay.
So it'll be a punky reggae party at Canal Street Tavern tomorrow night.
Just us playing the music we loved as kids and still do.
Yes.
Well, as far as like balancing between like the Fair Shakes and the Rude Boys, is it hard to sort of maintain these two identities when it's the same group of people? I mean, do you set like certain nights like we're gonna practice the Fair Shakes stuff this night and we're gonna practice the Rude Boys stuff this night? Do you keep that much of a separation or is it meld all together?
It melds all together quite often.
It melds because originally the whole concept was the Fair Shakes kind of formed to open for the Rude Boys. So nice. We kind of opened for ourselves. So we decided to kind of form, well, in some way, kind of an obvious tribute band, you know?
That's what John wanted.
That was what I wanted. And we decided when the first Rude Boys show that we would open for ourselves as the Fair Shakes, and it just kind of stuck. So we also figured we could be like a two-trick pony. Mm-hmm. And depending on what the show was, we could pull out either one, you know?
Or both. Yeah, the only problem is the two bands bicker quite a bit. There's a lot of bickering going on between the two groups.
I think some of us prefer one band over the other.
Yeah.
We won't say which over which.
Ooh, let that remain a mystery.
Let that stew.
You need a straight man. I'm telling you, you need a straight man.
Well, you know, the songs you guys just played, they totally took me back to like, late 80s, early 90s, kind of college rock, and yet they're still stylistically so, you know, the style is so relevant, and it's so now, but it's also got a lot of nostalgia for me. I was like, oh, this takes me back. Were you guys sort of trying to meld the, you know, the modern and you know, the stuff you guys were playing back then in this project, or even in the Rude Boys?
I think, you know, Nick had coined the idea the best, and I think we've been true to that it's just raw and gritty, and that's kind of the point. And yes, you know, some of those songs, that song Secret Double Life is from back in the day, and the other one that we played was the one that I wrote that actually is, you know, I've written in the last, I don't know, it's been more recent. However, that fits, you know, whatever fits the feel of that raw and gritty, and we're not pretty. And we definitely have faces for radio, so the music reflects that.
It's also interesting because we've all been playing for a while and playing in different styles, but it all keeps coming out like this.
Yeah.
So it's what we do.
It is. And it's effortless. It really is. It's fun, and we just play, and there's not much refinery.
It's true. There's not much refinery. It's a good point because we don't, even when we play kind of the punk rock reggae stuff, you know, clashy kind of stuff, it's not, you know, us trying to cop the record. We just do our best at, you know,
anything we do and however we arrange it.
Exactly. It's kind of whatever comes out is how we do it.
That's just the feel. Just coming for the feel.
And as far as your writing process, how do you guys write together? Do each of you sort of bring in songs or does it all just sort of come out like jamming together at practice or a little
bit?
Well,
it depends on who you talk to. if you talk to John and Denny, evidently there's a bunch of forms I have to fill out and submit for review. Those are all in triplicate. And then they're carefully considered by a board that meets, I think, twice yearly. So
John's a tyrant, no. Actually. John,
telling him what to play.
But
anyway.
You guys may have a different view of that.
So. No, we just do whatever, you know, there is no thing. And the fact is, when somebody has an idea, it's always respected because it's cool. And we're actually really good friends and have been for a few years. So it's nice when there's that thought. You know, we kind of fight now that we have to fight for the time to be creative. It's always well received.
Well, let me ask you guys this. We started off talking about stuffing records at Rev Cool's house to send out. And just before we went on, you guys were all on your phones tweeting and saying, hey, we're getting ready to play. How do you feel about all this social media stuff that bands kind of have to do these days or you know, have been told they have to do? Do you guys find it to be worth it or kind of a pain? Or
I have to defer because I don't, you know.
Well, you know, Juliet, back in my day, John and I, we used to walk up and down the street stapling flyers on the telephone poles that would get torn down the next
day. I like the old Kinko's Copies days.
I only use social media for my girlfriends. I mean, I can balance more girls that way. No,
actually, you know, Facebook and has been like the 21st century version of flyering. And it is a great way to get the word out. And certainly in Dayton, I don't know how it is in other cities, but in Dayton, a lot of people who are interested in music and the arts and things like that happen to use Facebook to, you know, kick ideas around and talk. So, hey, you know, we're there. We'll post stuff there. And it works well. It's pretty fun.
I agree. And Dayton is so cool and the way that people here respond to ideas and shows, and I just love that about living here. It's so awesome.
And anybody who knows me knows that I'm all over Facebook, so.
Yeah. Mostly naked pictures of John are all over Facebook.
So what's coming up for you guys? Are you guys working on recording for either project or both, or do some kind of split? Or
Yeah. Split? That's interesting.
Yeah.
So, well, we've been playing fairly regularly around town, and we're going to keep doing that and trying to hook up with different bands and see what we can put together. But we're also starting to look at both bands recording. Haven't thought of a split. That's kind of interesting.
That's kind of
but
cool,
we would like to record both bands and keep trying to evolve what we're doing. As far as the Rude Boys go, you know, we've put this whole set together, but now we want to keep evolving and keep looking at other, you know, old reggae songs and try to, you know, make them more rock and roll and punked up, I guess. And then also John's got quite the backlog of material, so we're trying to, you know, get him caught up as well. But that could take years.
We all do. You know, I mean, so. If you put together our collective, the bodies of work, it would be, you know, it's going to be a disaster to sort through that.
Mine's
you
still
know, just to find stuff to do.
Mine's still covered with red tape, though.
No.
Yeah, you got more There's forms, buddy. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, more forms to fill out for you, man.
I'm working on them.
So do you guys have any sort of goal, like, you want to have an album out by next year, or are you kind of just going to take it as it goes?
Pressure.
Personally, I'd like to have an album recorded by the end of the summer. You know?
Wow.
The fact
okay.
is, we do record quickly. It's so cool, and the essence of this thing is so fast, and it's only been limited by the drummers we've had, you know, and finding those things. So
where did that, the drummer go?
Yeah. The drummer's not here now. But no, the fact is, once it's done, it's all recorded, and the stuff's cool, and it just sounds so raw, and it's not. So, yeah, I would say both bands will have albums out before the year's out, for sure.
And do you guys do your own recording? I know, Denny, you're an engineer. Do you guys do that all yourselves, or do you?
I produce, yeah.
Okay,
yeah, we
cool.
have a studio, and it's pretty. Because it's done this way, it's, like I said, as a producer, it's so cool. It's quick and punchy, and it's nice.
See, it's nice to have a guy in the band who can do that because,
exactly.
I mean,
yes.
I can throw stuff on tape, but unless I can get Crazy Joe or something to fix it, I'm lost.
Name
so,
dropper.
No, I probably would never have gotten an album out in the past few years if it wasn't for Crazy Joe. So happy birthday, Joe,
yes, you're so
you
crazy, you. We love you.
Oh, I could have sworn I heard him.
Funny how that works. Well, guys, why don't we take a quick break and we'll come back, hear some more tunes, chat a little more. We'll be back with the Fair Shakes coming up on Kaleidoscope on WISO.
I'm Nikki Eliopoulos, host of Jazz Forward. Hey, it's trivia week this week, so Jazz Forward comes on a little bit later. Tune in from 9 p.m. until 11 p.m. for the best in contemporary and classic soul, jazz, and funk sounds. That's Jazz Forward this week from 9 p.m. until 11 p.m. right here on WYSO.
Are you tired of boring dinner parties? Wish you could impress your in-laws? Tune in to Fresh Air for coverage of politics, novels, filmmaking, and world affairs that you'll be talking about for days. Astonish your friends. Amaze your colleagues. Fresh Air, giving you something to talk about for over 20 years.
Tune in to Fresh Air weekday afternoons at 3 on 91.3 WYSO.
Hello, I'm Vic McCunis, your host for The Booknook on WYSO. Tune in for conversations with authors every week on Fridays at 1:30 and again on Sundays at 11 a.m. That's The Booknook on WYSO, and listen to our podcasts at wyso.org.
Hello, I'm Tom Mayer. Since joining WYSO, I have diagnosed multiple car problems for a couple of brothers in Boston and have given interviewing tips to Terry Gross. All things considered, you could say my American life has been fully enriched, like breathing fresh air, simply by becoming a member of WYSO.
You have to believe. Right now, 6% of our listeners are members. Help us get to 10%. Join WYSO and tell us your story at WYSO.org.
Who says there's nothing to do? With so much going on in the Miami Valley, it's hard to keep track of everything. That's where the WYSO Community Events Calendar comes in. It's a great place to start planning your weekend, and you can even submit your own event. Visit wyso.org and click on events. You don't know what you've been missing.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, and I'm going to turn things back over to the Fair Shakes for some more live music.
Two, one, two, three, four.
Straight down. like a wind blowing. You're going to take a spill. Suicide, suicide, suicide. Suicide, 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 yeah. Oh, I'll tell you, girl,
thank you.
echoes from stage right. And the charges to the bass, not to the treble. On stage they got no roots rock rebel. On stage they got no roots rock rebel.
It's the Fair Shakes live in the WYSO studios. Guys, thank you so much for coming out.
Thanks for having us. Yes, we had a great time. Much. Thanks, Juliet.
Very glad to have you all here. Check them out. They're alter egos, if you will. The Rude Boys are going to be playing tomorrow night at Canal Street Tavern. It's going to be an awesome show. Check it out. If you missed any part of their interview or their live set, we'll have it available to stream tomorrow at WYSO.org. We've also got links up to their Facebook page on our Facebook page. We're at Facebook.com/Kaleidoscope Radio. You're listening to member-supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at WYSO.org. Broadcasting in HD, WYSO is a service of Antioch University for the Miami Valley. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in tonight. Thanks again to the Fair Shakes. It's been an awesome show. Be sure to tune in next week. We've got lots more fun planned for you. We've got our full schedule of guests for the summer up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Lots of folks coming up from now until the end of September. So check it out. It should be a lot of fun. Stay tuned. Alternative Radio is up next on WYSO.